Wisconsin is a state rich in wetlands. They store water and filter pollutants. They also reduce the risk of flooding. According to the EPA, 1 acre of wetland can hold roughly 1 million gallons of water. Then there's the habitat connection. Waterfowl and other wildlife gravitate to the watery oases. Republican Representative Jim Steinecke of Kaukauna authored the bill, making it easier for landowners to fill some wetlands. He says not high-quality systems, but low-grade isolated ones. He says he's listening to his constituents and people around the state asking for a streamlined permitting process.
Homeowners who felt their property rights were being infringed upon simply because of a small area on their property that had some wetland indicators but were never truly wet, good habitat, or stormwater storage areas. We also heard from family farmers who said they'd like to expand their operations but couldn't because of small, low-quality wetlands that they were unable to fill or in many cases unable to afford to mitigate.
Mitigate in this case means creating a wetland somewhere else. Steinecke says that can cost up to $75,000 an acre.
Simply out of reach for most farmers and homeowners.
The bill allows development on pockets of wetlands within a half mile of an urban area and makes it easier for farmers to build structures atop small isolated wetlands. Steinecke dismisses concerns that filling them contributes to flooding.
Nothing could be further from the truth. This still protects against flooding because it ensures that stormwater plans are in place and local and state regulations are followed. Any of these developments, any place where these are filled in, still have to comply with stormwater regulations.
Tom Jarrow has been monitoring the bill's evolution and sees holes in Steinecke's argument. Jarrow worked for the Wisconsin DNR for 33 years, during much of which he oversaw the state's wetlands program. He says when urban wetlands are filled in, stormwater ponds are commonly prescribed, but he says their capacities are a drop in the bucket compared to that of wetlands.
A stormwater pond is created to treat stormwater off of buildings and parking lots. It does help with flood control, but it doesn't provide the same functions and values that a wetland does. A wetland can hold up to 3 feet of stormwater over an acre, 3 acre feet. A stormwater pond only holds a small amount of water compared to a wetland.
Jarrow sees another problem with the measure. He says the bill dramatically reduces DNR oversight. And under current law, a certified consultant called a delineator must have at least 3 years' experience. He or she maps out the site and submits it to the DNR. Sometimes DNR staff will inspect the site themselves. Under the bill, delineators need only 1 year's experience. And Jarrow says,
they fill out a form, submit it to DNR. DNR has 15 days to look at it. The legislation also prohibits DNR scientists from doing on-site inspections. So after the 15 days, then the delineator's wetland is accepted.
Jarrow is one of 175 retired DNR scientists and natural resources professionals who have formed an organization they call Wisconsin's Green Fire. They say their goal is to inform state decision makers with sound science. Jarrow says the group supports one element of the wetland bill. It calls for setting up an advisory council to agree on which wetlands can be developed and which should be protected. The problem is, Jarrow says, the group wouldn't have a chance to come together until after the legislation became law. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.